This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What the hell's going on out here?
Luke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Anyone ever tell you you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no,
now,
no,
Jimmy, I heard
you misunderstood
that!
Misunderstood.
Why? What do you mean, why? We're in the championship, aren't we? Well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Now, just behave yourselves and act like men.
I'm not much for giving inspirational addresses. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves.
You play ball like a girl!
I think you're a loser.
I'm a bum!
Hello, and welcome into this week's edition of the Bleacher Bums. I'm one half of your co-host team, Jimbo, and I'm also half the man I used to be as the little fella is off to his native land of Armenia, and I wish him well in his journey over there. I know it was very important to him, and some of you guys that kind of cross-listen to some of the shows, if you've caught Armenia Proud, it's a very inspiring and uplifting show for a guy like Jano to do. To talk about his heritage, his country, the people that represent that country and their heritage and the great things that they're doing, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world. He was so looking forward to it, and I couldn't have been happier for him. It's not such an easy thing to do to just to jawn on over there. So it's a plan, and he's been looking forward to this, and I'm very happy for him. But I am a half a show today, so I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? You guys don't want to just hear from me for the next 30 to 45 minutes. I thought, how am I going to do this? So I reached out to a mutual friend of both Jono and myself, and some of you guys that follow the show, especially the local guys, are going to recognize this name. Before I tell you a little bit about the show, I want to welcome in a good friend, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate him doing this, G-Money.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Better known as Gary Henson. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm going to go G-Money today. Is
You're
that okay?
You're going to go G-Money? All
or
right.
Do you want to go Hence? GW?
You pick, man. I'm just here.
You're just here?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, are you excited?
I'm excited. These are really tough shoes to fill. I've done some other things where I filled in for Jono, and I'm a little taken back about how just awesome he is and how I fail in comparison.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'd like to know what the hell else you're filling in for him on, but that may be a conversation in a tavern.
I'm sure you know.
Okay. Well, let's tell you guys a little bit about us first. Of course, we are the Bleacher Bums, and you can learn all about us at bleacherbumspodcast.com. A good way to catch up on back episodes and just kind of see who we are and what we're about, and it's a good segue too into the Lineup Media Group and kind of how we are part of that team and how excited we are to be that a member of such a great organization and where they're going. Of course, Twitter is a great way to stay up with what we're doing. We are at Bums Podcast. We really do appreciate all the follows and the retweets and things like that, and we're really enjoying the conversations that are going on there. And like I said, it just gives us a great insight into what you guys want to talk about and what's exciting in the game of baseball. Facebook, of course, facebook.com/bleacherbumspodcast. Great way to interact as well. You're not as limited with the characters, and of course, great videos and always interesting things going on there. And the emails, keep them coming. Really enjoy them. info@bleacherbumspodcast.com. Some of them are pretty good. I got to say, some of the takes are great, and especially the ones where you guys disagree with us. Those are the best ones, actually, because let's face it, at the end of the day, all we have are our opinions on this thing. I don't know if anybody's got it completely figured out. Really appreciate the subscriptions. The show just continues to grow each week. And with that, it's obvious that you guys are wanting to follow and wanting to know when we release the shows. And this is the easiest way to do it. Just go to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, or any major podcast outlet, and just click that subscribe button. And, my man isn't here to beg for that 5-star rating and review, but I'll go ahead and do it for him if you feel like we're worthy. The Lineup Media Group growing every day, always looking for new shows out there to fill those entertainment voids that you may have, especially in the car, on the way to work, on the train, on a plane, whatever. Make sure you check out lineupmedia.fm. Great shows and new stuff coming out each and every week. keep sharing the show, however it is you're doing it, because it's working. We really do appreciate it. And, of course, our shameless Amazon plug. Everybody shops on the Internet at one time or another, and Amazon obviously is the big dog. Go to BleacherBumsPodcast.com. Go down on the right side. Click that Amazon banner. Do your shopping. We get a little bit of referral. Cost you nothing. So there's my shameless plug for the week. But let's get back to my guest, and I'll give you a little background here. I've known Gary since I was probably 14 years old, and I'm an old man, so it's been a while. And we played a lot of ball together, but probably drank a lot of beer and played ball together would be a better would that be a better description?
I think that is we resemble that remark.
Okay. 50-cent drafts, nothing better, right?
Exactly.
You know, you play ball for exactly 1 hour and then 50-cent drafts after
$2 pitchers.
$2 pitchers, great stuff. Hot wings and beer after games.
Whoa.
You know, the beautiful thing, just like we do here in the bleachers, right? Beer and food.
Yeah, now
and
you're
just
talking.
I mean, that's the
reason why I'm here. It's
now
not because of this baseball stuff.
So we're in your wheelhouse with the beer and stuff?
Yeah,
okay. All right.
Beer and food.
Well, you got to do your best to fill in for the guy today, so I want to hear some passion in your voice. Okay?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm excited about filling in for him, but, you know, we're talking about beer and food, and I know the big guy slash little guys dropped about, what, 26, 27?
Well, he was trying to get to 30 pounds before he left, and he got to 28.
You know,
so, but you know what he said? God bless him. He says, I don't leave till tomorrow. So who knows what he did that
way. You know, my theory about that is just embrace it, because what happens, and I wish him the best. I wish Jono the best, and I hope he succeeds. But typically, we are inherently fat guys, you know, and so.
He's not going to like that remark.
I know he's not. But the reality is there's this roller coaster ride of weight, and I just decided to plane mine out and just stay at one level.
You feel consistent?
Yeah. When people see me, they say, that's Gary. They don't say, wow, Gary's lost weight. And then they don't say, Gary's put on some weight. They just say, there he is, you know.
He's not going to like that.
I know he's not, whatever. You know, but I wish him the best. I hope he does well.
Yeah, know? No, that's good. So, all right, so, you're going to do your best to fill in for him today. So, let's hit on a couple of topics that I know that the little guy and I were covering at length before we left. All-Star game is coming up, and you know it. You know, my favorite is, you know, it counts, right? I mean, you got any thoughts on it counting?
Yeah, I do have thoughts on it counting.
Oh, well, let's hear this. I'd like to hear this.
Well, I like it. You know,
you like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the only All-Star game I watch. I mean, what the NBA All-Star game and the NHL All-Star game and the All-Pro game are just disasters. Although the NHL did do. You know, I think itself some service this year with the 3-on-3 and helped itself out a little bit. But historically, all the All-Star games are terrible. But baseball is, you have to play baseball for real. You know, the pitcher can't, you know, I mean, he's not going to want to look bad and take something off a pitch. And he's trying to battle that batter just like anything else. So historically, I think the Major League Baseball All-Star game is the most legitimate All-Star game we have, obviously.
But is it?
What do you mean?
Well, hang on. Okay.
I mean, what do you think they're not trying?
No. But you put a lot of guys in roles that they don't typically play in every day, and then you're putting something as big as home field advantage in the World Series on the outcome of a game where, and let's face it, you're asking a starter to come in the sixth inning and pitch one inning.
Man, I am. These guys are paid professional athletes, and this whole. I'm a starter, and I'm not used to coming in the sixth innings. Give me a break with that. Be an athlete and just do your job. I mean, if you're so soft mentally that being in the sixth inning bothers you as opposed to being in the first inning, what the heck is that? I mean, I'm never going to understand that. Now, I know that you can go to examples where guys come in and they don't do well. But I don't think it's coming in the sixth. I honestly believe it's the pressure of the All-Star game. I think there's something to that. I think there's significant pressure in this game now because it means something. And whether people agree or disagree as to who should be the home team, I think Major League Baseball says, hey, go play for it. And you're an athlete and you've competed your whole life, so go freaking play for it and perform your best. And don't give me this, I don't come in the sixth inning, so I'm not used to it, so I'm going to suck. I just don't believe that.
Okay, that's a good point. I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but it's my point on the whole thing, though, is that it's a game that's supposed to mean something. So if you really were going out there, I mean, aren't there some guys that you might take that probably filled some roles that don't get that type of acknowledgement? I mean, setup guys, things like that, that are, have become more and more important in the game? No? Yeah, yes, maybe?
Right, but you have to appeal to the casual fan too, Jimmy. And so, like, how many casual fans? I mean, it's a marketing deal. So how many
It's a profit deal.
Well, obviously. But how many casual fans are going to recognize, you know, I don't know, Broxton or, you know, something along those lines? They want to see the best. They want to see the best. And the best are the starters and the big-time closers. And so those are the guys that are going to be there. And I, you know, I get what you're saying about the middle relievers not getting some credit. And, you know, the strategy changes a little because they're, you know, you're not used to being in those situations. But, you know, you got to give and take with these things.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. And I think the American League got it right. I mean, a couple of the better eighth inning guys, seventh inning guys, they're there.
True.
They've got them. I mean, the National League, not so much, but that's fine. So what about when we get it wrong as fans? I mean, or can we get it wrong as fans? I mean, we're voting, right? I mean, you can look at this, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that Addison Russell probably doesn't deserve to start it short.
No.
He's fine. I mean, he's actually heated up, and his numbers become every day become closer and closer to.
Yeah,
to
he's having a big he's week. Having a yeah, yeah. a big week.
Yeah,
and he's
which had, is
he's
fine.
Been progressively getting better.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, the fans can get it wrong, but I don't think they get it that wrong.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You know, we're talking about like, a major league talented shortstop versus
right.
what's.
Yeah, it's not like they voted in a guy who's, you know, hitting 200 or whatever. But I think they're getting it wrong on one scenario.
What's
so
that?
Brandon Belt's leading this whole last guy in thing for the National League.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Story.
No, I'm with you.
I mean, are you serious? Brandon Belt's got the personality, you know, of a water bottle. I mean, and I think that last guy, I mean, I think he's got to have a bunch of things. I think he's got to have some things outside of just talent.
But now you're going backwards.
I mean,
you had the fan thing, and it's all this kind of stuff. And Brandon Belt's a major league player that's a really good player.
He is,
and,
but
you know,
I'm not going backwards as far as what I think of the game. And I think that, you know, I think the game should be played. But I think I think the fans get it right for the most part. It's just I don't agree with this one. I woke up this morning and saw that he took the lead again. After last night's vote, and yeah. I wanted, you know, I'm just shaking my head at that.
I mean, okay, I can go on. With it. And you know, an interesting thing, and I'm, you know, it's I keep up on this stuff because of my other show where I deal with, as Jono likes to said, kids putting balls on cones and kids swinging bats. But our friend Darren Hendrickson, who coaches over at SLU, obviously, and he throws batting practice for the Cardinals. He's a big, you know, proponent of. You know, ownership and things, because obviously he deals with college age kids and he's recruiting high school players and he's always looking for that kind of kid, right? You know, he tweeted out something interesting that he had talked to Yachty and asked him about the quote unquote snub. And Yachty's response was, I need to be better. What do you mean? I didn't deserve to be there this year.
Right.
Kind of refreshing, right? I mean, it's, you know,
enormously refreshing. I mean, I think that I wish we would hear that all the time. You know, it's right. just so. With regard to what we were talking about the game meaning something, those are the rules,
right?
And so if you don't want, you know, play better,
right? No, yeah,
you know?
For sure, yeah.
These are the
for
rules,
sure.
So don't sit there and you know, the home team, you know, you earn the home team World Series through the World Series. I just. Play better.
No, I agree. And listen, I'm with you because...
And these snubs, they do it all the time in every all-star thing, every major sport. This guy got snubbed, and this guy got snubbed. And I know it's media-driven, and it gives us something to talk about, but the reality is it's just if you play better, you don't get snubbed.
Well, and, you know, I can't... If you look at this, I mean, is there anybody that you look at it and you go, I don't know. I mean, for me, I think they got it right, and there were some tough choices here. I mean, let's talk about... I mean, second base... In the American League is a great one to start with, right? Because at the end of the day, okay, Jose Altuve's been all that in a bag of chips, right? I mean,
yeah.
He does everything. But Robinson Cano has had a monster year. He also carries that star presence of, you know, of what he's always had. Of course, he did go through the injury. It's obvious that's what he was dealing with. You know, this guy is a reserve. You know, so, I mean, I could go either way on that one. So that's a good one. How about third base? Could you really go wrong with Manny Machado or Josh Donaldson?
No, you
can't.
I
mean, that's the thing.
And that's part of the – I mean, that's part of the allure of the game, and it's part of – it gives us something to talk about, you know, obviously. But it's not a – you know, it's not – who starts the game, I don't think, is that big of a deal.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. That's more of a recognition thing. But is the game healthy when you and I are sitting here having a conversation about – I want to think about this for 1 second. We are talking about arguably two of the best young shortstops in the game having to get voted in Trevor Story and Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
I mean, think about, does that mean the game is that healthy?
I think so. I mean, you know. I think it's really strong. I don't, the talent level of the major league player, I think is probably better than it's ever been, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, I think as evidenced by this year when we've had our fantasy expert Coupon and he watches this stuff so intently, you know, but he can educate you real quick on patterns and trends and things like that. The rate at which some of these really good pitchers are getting knocked around and you know, some of them aren't getting knocked around, like a couple of them are having out of the box experiences here, and very rarely, like, but even they once or twice. But some of these good pitchers have gotten knocked around on occasion, and I mean knocked around. Arrieta, Strasburg, Scherzer, Kershaw even got knocked around. Chris Sale got knocked around one or two games, and that, you know, when a guy's as dominant as a Sale and a Kershaw has been, and then to go out and now that's a blip. But some of these other guys, it's happened more than once. I mean, these offenses. I mean,
it's cyclical. I mean, it's cyclical. And so,
would you like to explain that word for
it's
our listeners?
Circular?
I mean,
like
we've got a bunch of
circular, like
drunk
circular baseball
fans, and you're in here using big words.
Well, the tens of thousands of people that are listening to this,
hundreds of thousands,
maybe millions. I guarantee you, there's a couple out there that have heard that name.
Yeah, but the guy that you're filling in for would never use that word.
Okay, you're right. So let me say.
That was good, by the way.
You know, thanks. I think Big Poppy put it best. He was interviewed yesterday, day before, and they talked about, you know, he's 107 years old. Joe Louis was 176 years old. He's 107 years old, and he's hitting 350?
Whatever he's doing. 340, whatever.
It's ridiculous. But they said, what's going on? And he said, the pitching has been insane. For the last 2 or 3 years, the pitchers have just dominated us. What's happened now is we've caught up. We've picked up on some things. And he goes, and that's what I did. You know, I'm a professional hitter, so my job is to figure it out. And he goes, and I figured it out. And so there's some little tricks to the trade. So I think that's why they're getting knocked around. I mean, these guys, they're not new to the league anymore. And they, you know as well as I do, they have tendencies.
Sure.
You know, they like to throw certain pitches in certain counts, and they like certain locations more than others. And you don't get to see them all the time. You know, during the course of the year, they pitch once every 5 days. But, you know, there's a ton of video on these guys now, and the hitters are that's their job, is to study these guys. And they have studied it, and they've picked up on these tendencies, and I think that's why you're seeing an offense, a little bit of an offense explosion this year. And this Altuve, golly, man, what is this guy doing?
I mean, what is he? He's 5'2".
He may be 5'2".
He's Grody size.
Jeff eats soup off the top of his head. That's the reality.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page there. And like I said, I don't have an issue with any of the players being in. I don't look at this and say, you know, this guy's got snubbed. Now, there's always going to be one or two guys that are on the cusp, but that's how it should be. It should be an honor. It should be great, right? I just still am not buying the whole it means something thing. Wait a minute. No, and here's what I mean.
I think it always has meant something.
Well, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that, it meaning something because it's baseball. I just prefer if you have the best record in baseball, you're the home team.
I don't, you know, and that's a good argument, and I don't have much to go against that argument. I don't have anything, really. But the rule is set. This is the rule. So, neither you nor I have the ability to change it. We can debate it all.
We could start a groundswell right here. We're going to do hashtag fix it, damn it.
Well, and that should work. You know, I think we have that ability. I think you bring Jono back in and get him involved, and we're like a triumvirate that attack that. And
you said triumvirate. Here we go.
So I can't use.
Brick stabbed a guy with a trident.
I can't use words that.
Killed a guy.
Jono knows triumvirate.
I guarantee he doesn't. Have you listened to the eight ball?
I've listened to all the shows. I am a true fan of everything you guys do.
I understand that. But my question is...
Mostly because I sit there and I listen and I think, wow, how did these guys get podcasts? No, I'm just kidding.
They do a great job. I mean, Jono, it's an educational process on the eight ball when Harmon's trying to teach him a new word every day.
I love that.
I mean, it's the greatest thing ever. Rather than
love the experience of him learning the new word in the definition is the pronunciation. Like, I really like to hear Jono. I listen to hear Jono talk.
Well, who doesn't?
I mean, just everything about, hey, Big G. I just love everything about it. But back to baseball. I think you're right. But here's the problem. Here's the one argument I would give you against the home team or the best record.
Oh, you come up with one. Let's hear it.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
They don't play the majority of their games in the same league. Okay? So the only true way to me, the only true way to decide which league earns the home field advantage is to take the best from each league and make them play each other. Winner gets it. I mean, come on.
No.
Come on. They don't play each other.
Interleague play is a joke. It's very simple. Okay, it's very simple. Okay, so you're telling me that the Chicago Cubs, who have a real legitimate chance of making it to the World Series this year, okay, their hopes and dreams should hang on.
The guy that bet $250K on that.
Yeah, their hopes and dreams should rest on the shoulders of, this is unbelievable, this Diaz, Aledmus, okay? Their hopes and dreams of hosting a World Series as the home team should hinge on this guy getting in the game in the ninth inning and playing shortstop.
I'll take that guy right now.
At short.
I'll take him at short. I'll put a bat in his hand.
Defensively.
What do you want to bet they put a bat in his hand and they don't put him in the field?
Well, they may or may not. But my point is you never know.
I mean, I don't know, but we can educatedly guess at that, and I assume. But, again, you don't play in the same league. You don't play the same competition on a day-in, day-out majority time. So take the best, put them in, and say, here you go. Winner gets the home field advantage. I don't see much wrong with that. And, you know, historically, you're going to have to prove to me that there's a home field advantage is a huge advantage. You're going to have to prove it to me in baseball because it's not.
If you look it up,
it's not that big of an advantage, if any, at times. And you know what it really comes down to? It really comes down to who gets the most home games because of the dollar sign.
So sure, absolutely.
That's the opportunity to have more home games. I understand that. But when it comes down to it, I don't think when you say the Cubs are sitting there in the hopes and dreams or relying on Diaz, come on.
Well, that's what they've made it, though. It counts.
There's no way these guys are thinking the hopes and dreams of my World Series ring is based on this
guy. Okay, well, then why does it count?
It counts just because they had to determine some way to do it.
You just made my argument for me. You're saying it doesn't matter, so then why does it have to count?
No, I say it does matter. It does matter because of the pay. I just told you the money. Here's who it matters to. It matters to the GMs and it matters
to
the owners.
So then let's take it out. The average player is not.
I don't care what starter. Okay. He's not sitting there going,
all right.
Oh, my God. They're going to put Diaz at short.
Okay, let me change my verbiage then. You ready?
Verbiage?
Okay, you ready?
Is that a big word?
Yes. Let's do this. All right, so forget the Chicago Cub players, the Chicago Cub owners. Mm-hmm. Their hopes of hosting four games in the World Series hinge on the possibility of Aledmus Diaz playing short in the ninth inning?
Right, because he's the best player at the time.
All right. I think we've established where we sit on that. Oh, how about the home run derby?
What
has it worn itself out, or are we, or is it resurged with the new format?
No, I like the heads up, and I like the time. I think time's a big deal, you know? I mean, remember back in the day, like when McGuire and those guys were doing it, they were like, they figured it out that they had to
take a pitch.
Take a pitch.
And we were there till midnight.
And we were watching, you know, and we had to listen to Chris Berman for who knows how long about and watch this guy take 10 pitches because he's getting a breath. And now they don't really have that option.
Sure.
You know, so I like that. It speeds it up. And who doesn't like watching guys hit balls 450 to 480 feet? I mean, come on.
Sure.
I mean, I
hear you. No.
You know, if it wasn't profitable, they wouldn't do
Kumbaya.
It. They wouldn't do it. That place is packed.
Sure.
Packed.
Sure.
You know what does scare me, though, about the home run derby?
What?
Tell me that you've never thought of this. As a youth baseball coach.
The kids.
There's kids running around out there.
Oh, so I can't believe somebody's.
These guys, there were two line drives last year that I just whistled by these little kids.
Yeah,
at.
No, I could, yeah.
Come
for
on.
Sure.
So I think there's some people who are watching, and while they're watching, they're praying these kids don't get killed.
Well, that's a topic for youth baseball. Talk
that's what I'm saying. There you go.
Mediagroup.fm.
But I love it. I like the lineup. I think it's good. I think Frazier's Cano, he won. What, 2011, 2012, he won it?
Yep.
Frazier's a past champ.
Sure. No, I got no issue with the participants.
You know, and the heads-up deal?
I'm glad Will Myers is in it. Yeah, I mean, he gets to run. I think that's a great – he's had what a great year for a guy that was going to be a prospect, and he's kind of battled a little bit.
Let's face it, who doesn't want to see Stanton just hit – just?
Oh, listen, if you're right about one thing, we as a society want to watch guys hit balls really far.
Chicks dig the long ball.
That's right. Whether it's a golf ball, a baseball, it doesn't matter what it is. We want to see guys either hit it really hard, really, really far, shoot it really hard,
right.
Throw it really hard.
I want to watch. I'm going to watch because, one, I like watching Todd Frazier because of the Little League World Series history there.
I don't like him, but that's
I
fine.
Know you don't like him because he's probably, you know, you hate Cincinnati Reds. So
he doesn't play for them.
I know,
anymore.
But that's where he came from, and you're gonna diss the big guy / little guy's
negative
team anytime you get a chance.
I don't like guys getting praised at 20 home runs that are hitting .190. So, you know, that's just my
But
theory.
He's the returning champ, right?
Yeah, well, good luck to him.
I mean, you know, but who doesn't want to see what Stanton does
derbies.
To a baseball?
No, absolutely. No, you're dead on. Listen, you couldn't be more right than that, for sure.
You know, and he's all warmed up. Look, what do you have, four homers and four at-bats?
No, yeah. You know what's funny? Here's my favorite thing about Major League Baseball players. Some of these guys, it's almost on cue. He was in that game, that Fort Bragg game. Did you watch that? What a great event, too, by the
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
I mean, what an awesome event. You know what was more impressive to me than the game itself? Did you see how – I mean, we think these guys are like – you know, a lot of baseball players get a bad rap. Some of them deservedly so, and I think it's the few – it's just like everything in the world, right, especially like what's going on now. You got a few that – and then they get interpreted by the many, right, and then it throws everything into chaos. Baseball's no different than anything else, although obviously not on a life-altering scale. But what you have here is you have some major league athletes that have a lot of money sometimes and either do some silly things or do some really goofy things that we interpret the wrong way, whatever. I was real impressed by some of these guys and how it was so obvious how just – they were so happy to be a part of this because of what it was about.
Right.
And, you know, I think Jose Fernandez, who became a citizen and all this.
Right.
I think it's pretty documented with not just because of this game. I mean, this guy was really excited and honored to become a U.S. citizen. So, and it came across in the way he handled himself in that event. I mean, I get it sometimes. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't, that these guys are playing a really hard game and they got to focus and do all this. Nothing more for me than when a guy approaches it as, I mean, we're just playing baseball. Give me the thing and let me sign it and let me take this in the dugout to the guys. Sometimes these guys act like, oh, no, I could never do that. We got to concentrate. And it's like, give me a break.
Well, right. And what I thought was great about that is you could see it in the players' faces about how much it meant to them. But also – you know, with all the stories that are out there about athletes, there needs to be more of these kind of situations where you really get to see. The bulk of them are good guys.
I would say.
And I would say many of them, many more than we think, are really thankful for the opportunities they
have.
And I think that was displayed in that game. I think that was a microcosm of pro athletes in general. I really do. And so that's why I thought it was great. And I totally agree about what you're saying about he was just incredibly appreciative.
Yeah.
You know, about being there.
And I think it takes it, and obviously, and rightfully so, I think it takes a different tone when you start talking about doing something and showing respect for the men and women that defend our country and give their time and sometimes give the ultimate sacrifice. And you're dealing with families and those that haven't given the ultimate sacrifice. And I say this with all due respect yet, because God only knows, right? I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. So the fact that they understand that and give more is great. I would like to see it done more regularly with just the regular everyday fan, because at the end of the day, I mean, these fans are the ones that are allowing this to happen. No matter how you want to look at that, you can say whatever you want to say, but, you know, the game could turn, right?
Right.
And I'd like to see it happen on a more regular basis. I mean, for every guy that understands it and gets it and does it the right way, you got a few of them out there that act like, no, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Which, you know what, I always say this, don't comment until you know for sure. Who knows what the reasoning is? I know it's real easy for you and I to sit here and go, come on, man, sign some autographs walking on and off the field. Give it a break, you know?
Yeah, but I think it does happen every day. And Jimbo, I just don't think that, it's not publicized. You know, what do you want look at what we cover, like media-wise. Look at what we cover. We don't cover a lot of good things
in anything.
Like, you know what I mean? So...
Well, an elite story is not going to be a guy walking on and off the field signing autographs. I get that.
True. It's not an extraordinary event, so that's why I think it is. I think it happens every day. I think when people really pay attention, I think people are affected by someone is affected by an athlete every day. I really believe
that. Yeah, in some way, shape, or form, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think
I would agree
significantly.
With that.
I mean,
I think so.
You know,
sometimes
when you see Matt Holliday on the field, he doesn't say a word. Like, I've seen him walk by kids and everything. But I'm telling you, look at what that guy's done in St. Louis.
No, absolutely.
I mean, he's amazing. He's at Children's Hospital all the time.
No, absolutely.
And he's available all the time. And so, I don't know.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm 100% with you on that. And I would like to see more of that, not so much publicized, but promoted. Just because I want people to appreciate, because here's the problem. You brought it up, okay? What do we talk about?
We talk about the bad shit. We talk about the negative, but
So what do you hear more about? Do you hear more about Holliday going to the hospital, or do you hear more about Albert Pujols would never sign an autograph? What do you hear more about?
Pujols.
Okay.
And then you know, Reyes thing.
Yeah, that's what you hear more about.
But we hear that stuff and. We hear it in every walk of life. It's not just pro athletes.
And that's kind of where I was going with it. I mean,
it doesn't matter. I mean, watch the local news. You're going to hear about some schmuck doing something stupid. Because
we like train wrecks. We as a society like train
wrecks. And it's awful. I mean, it's terrible that we are that way.
Turn into Bravo TV or ETV. We love crazy.
Yeah.
And then we get upset when crazy or awful happens. I don't get it. We get upset when crazy hurts.
When crazy hurts, that's when we get upset.
Okay, are people that naive to think that sooner or later crazy doesn't hurt?
No. I mean,
I
agree with that. But
oh, it's cute.
How do you publicize that, though? And with regard to baseball, let's talk about MLB. How do you publicize that?
I didn't mean it publicize it, like put out a goddamn press release.
But the squeaky wheel gets the oil, you know, or gets the grease. You know that. And so there's the people that are out there that complain the most about the athletes and the amount of money they make and they're sheltered and, you know, all of this, you know, they're the ones that jump on that kind of, you know, the bad stuff. And they're never going to listen to the good stuff. And they're the loudest people.
Sure.
So... I think that's that sucks, but I think they're for the most part athletes do well by people every day.
I just, you know, this kind of ties in a little bit, and this would be the second time now I've kind of tied it into my other show, but, you know, they talk about the issue with, and they're trying to address it, is, I mean, I guess on a percentage scale, because it's still obviously big, but, you know, they're worried about the percentage of kids that are interested in Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. or baseball as a whole, right? And I think some of, and this would be my guess on this, only because I have two boys, just like you have a son, and played baseball, loved it. I noticed the disconnect between my own son and the actual players that I didn't have when I was a kid.
I got a theory about that.
You know, I mean, and well, free agency is a big part of it,
no,
obviously.
Yeah.
It's a huge part
theory.
Of it.
Here's my
Make
theory.
No mistake about it.
Here's my theory about the disconnect between youth athletes, young athletes, and pro athletes. When we were kids, there was one TV in the house.
Sure.
Okay. And this is just not a disconnect between young and athletes, but it's a disconnect between the game. Okay. I've coached young, you know, high school baseball. You've coached your teams. The disconnect is a whole. It's everything, because when we were kids, there was one TV in the house and Dad had it on the baseball game. So you had no choice. You watched baseball and you learned, and whether it was your home team or another guy on an opposing team that you connected with, and we had baseball trading cards and we had all of that, right? Now there are five TVs in the house and the kid doesn't have to watch baseball. And baseball's not easy to watch a lot of times on TV. It's not. So now there's a disconnect because they're not even watching it. They may like to play it, but they're not watching it, so they're not learning from the best, and they're not connecting with who their favorite player is. Remember when we were kids, we used to swing like our favorite player, you know? Like, you used to grab the bat and swing like your favorite player and grab the glove and swing and throw and do everything and mimic those athletes. They don't do that anymore because they're not watching it as much.
Well, I think you're onto something there for sure. I think that ties into a variety of reasons that all kind of lump under that whole, there's so many more things to do. They can do whatever they want, all within the confines of their own home. To your point, I do believe that free agency has a big part of it. I mean, I can look no further than my own son, and when you have to explain to a kid why Albert Pujols would not take $200 million to stay here. And a kid, I can defend Albert all day long saying, well, it's just silly. But the bottom line is all my kid knows is he doesn't get to go to Busch Stadium a few times a year and see him.
Right, yeah, I know. And
his jersey.
You're 100%
agree
with
that. And they can argue with me all they want on that, okay? They can, like, people can sit here and say, well, you know, and that's fine. They can do whatever they want to do. But it is, whether they want to admit it or not, it is ruining baseball.
No, I agree. I think free agency is a huge part of that. Brandon walked upstairs and ripped the Albert Pujols fat head off his wall and tore it in two.
Yep.
So there you go.
I had one. You know, God, it's amazing that you said that. I actually, Logan was at that age where we were kind of changing his room up, mm-hmm. okay, going from the little boy room to the, and he wanted one. And I wasn't going to get it, because I was waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to God, I was like, I don't know what to do. So I'm online, I'm doing all these, and I think, I don't remember the night, but I was on the internet, I was following it, because, I mean, if you remember what it was like in here, it was like he's signing, he's not, then all of a sudden, it looked like he's coming. He's
yeah,
coming
the
back.
Night before.
Remember that? He's coming back.
Right, and then the angels swooped in and the
that's right.
In the night.
The Cardinals have caved, they're going to go over, they're going to go to $200 million, they're going to get it done, it's going to be whatever, right?
Right, that was the last
7 years,
at
200
10 o'clock
million,
at night.
Something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was done. I got on there and ordered the thing off eBay. And the next day, it was like around lunchtime or whatever, it became official that he was leaving. So this fathead comes in, and my wife, who who you would think would be like, I could care less. She's like, send that mother back now. That is not going up
Deanne
in his room.
Laying down the law.
I mean, she lays down the law occasionally on some things.
Well,
that you'd
she
be like,
rightly so.
Yeah, you would think that she wouldn't give two craps about, but
rightly
sometimes
so.
She, you know, and when so when Mama gets involved in something like that, it's serious business. That's
yeah,
right.
You don't.
But
have
so
a choice.
So that's just an example. But here's the thing: Albert Pujols leaving to do this is just an example. I mean, I'm using Albert because he was he's my favorite player. He was my son's favorite player. I'm using him as an example because it affected me, and everybody's like, "What? Come on, it affected you." Well, it affected me personally because I really wanted to enjoy him here. I'm just like everybody else around here. I really hope that someday I'd see him at every home opener, at every All-Star game, at every World Series and playoff game. And we as fans here in St. Louis like to get this going under the table whenever we see one of these guys in red jackets. And the reality of it is everybody better brace themselves because, you know, as those guys die off, and they will die, okay, there's going to be less and less guys standing out there in red jackets to where it looks to me like the next guy we're going to have, and maybe the only one for quite some time, is going to be Yachty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't give you another name of anybody we currently have that I see going into the Hall of Fame.
There was so much more to Albert than just
sure
that money.
Of course.
There was the immortality of
– sure.
And there was the, you know, the you're going to have a statue next to him, usual.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's –
and shame on him, too, but whatever. I get it. But shame on him as much as them. I'm sorry.
Well, just shame on everything about it, you know.
The whole –
the system created that.
Sure.
And you're right when you talk about free agency and the detriments thereof. There's the prime example of historically, baseball's not going to have –
but here's the real problem, though. These are supposed to be smart guys with smart people in their corner, right? Well, no, I take that back. I'm not going to say they're supposed to be smart guys because God only knows. Because we really don't know them, right, sometimes.
Right.
But they're supposed to pay these people a lot of money to advise them. Can you name me very many in the last 10 years free agent moves that worked out for the player besides the money?
No.
Okay, and here's the thing. I know, I'm not name dropping because I'm not even going to say the guy's name. But by virtue of who we know here, we know for a fact that Albert has said in close quarters, it's the worst decision I've ever made.
Right.
Okay? I really screwed this one up. He's not the only one, though, I assure you, right? I assure you of that. Okay? When are these guys going to go, look, get it done here. I'm not leaving. Why would I do this?
I don't know. And
here's
the pressure guys are feeling.
We got real problems in this world. Choosing to take $200 million versus $220 million or $230 million or
you and I are never going to understand that. You and I never going to grasp that money and what why $220 million is different than $200 million. But there's an enormous amount of pressure that doesn't come from the public and it doesn't come from the teams. It comes from the union.
Okay, well,
and you know that to prepare a contract for the next guy.
Okay, who's your main responsibility to?
Mine right now.
You and your family.
Right, my family. Right.
Okay, the union comes second.
I know, but that's not how it's going down. And the reason why is you and I are our main responsibilities to our family, but we're not talking about millions. Hundreds of millions of dollars that our family's going to be taken care of anyway, Jimmy.
But it's a breath of fresh air for a guy. Let me tell you something.
Know as well as I do, when it comes to 200, 220, their family is fine.
That's right.
So their family comes second now.
No.
Yeah,
guess
it does.
What? We're going to do just fine with 200. We're going to do fine with what we made on the first contract.
It comes second because the union guys are sitting there.
You're telling me.
That they don't feel responsibility to the next guy.
It would take one logical superstar to get on there and go, listen, the next superstar, just like me, is going to be fine being happy, being in his hometown with $200 million versus $220 million.
When does that happen? And tell me who it is.
But it should be. But it should have been him.
Okay, but look
and
at
it
the
have been
NBA
common
right
sense.
Now. Look at all the
don't,
money
listen,
flying around
don't
there.
Walk around talking about... Don't walk around talking about God and family and what's important in your life and God bless your daughter and God bless your family in St. Louis and what it did for you. And all. Don't walk around and talk about all that and then tell me that you can't say, you can't be the man. We're talking about a guy that it's true, too. I know this is to be true, that said, I don't put myself in positions to get the rumor started. I am on an elevator. A woman gets on and I'm by myself. I get off. Yeah. And it's a true fact. I know for a fact that he does that. Here's the thing, okay? That guy with those principles couldn't have said, we got to fix some things
here.
He could have.
He didn't know.
Okay.
He didn't know.
But okay, now throw him out of the equation. It could be the next. It could be Mike Trout. It could be Bryce Harper.
It might be.
It could be them. They could say, why would I leave here?
It might be. Well, why would Trout leave the Angels? Seriously?
Well, but my point is, but what if he loves it?
Right.
But what if he loves it?
You're right. He had an opportunity, and his opportunity is unique. He was in the best baseball city in the country.
Arguably, I understand.
And with a highly competitive team, with a lot of success.
Every year.
I don't know if Mike Trout's going to do that. Look at where the Angels are.
Sure.
I mean, they are at the bottom of the bottom.
But unlike some of these NBA guys, maybe Mike Trout says, I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to be a part of this, and we're going to fix this, and we're going to do it.
Let's hope he does.
But my point is maybe that's what's important to him.
Because I think that maybe helps your free agency argument about, you know, our disconnect and free agency. And maybe it is Mike Trout. He is somewhat the face of MLB right now. But winning becomes legacy. It does.
Well, look, you're right.
But
let me tell you something. This Yadier Molina.
You know as well as I do.
I've said this 1,000 times. Yadier Molina could take a dump on the pitcher's mound at Busch Stadium and in front of 40-something thousand people, and they would applaud. He hit the homer against the Mets. Hang on. He hit the homer against the Mets. And when Brandon Phillips tapped him on the shin guard, he kicked it and said, I don't think so.
Right, but he also won.
And he won. That's my point. He didn't have to stay here. He could have left.
Nobody won.
He stayed here.
But he also stayed because they were still winning.
But they were winning.
I don't know if Mike Trout's going to do that. All I'm saying is I don't know if Mike Trout's going to do that.
Well, again, but I get what
you're saying about somebody needs to step up and do that.
It's an inconsistent argument.
I don't disagree with that. But, I mean, come on, man. I just think we can't relate to the enormity of what that situations are.
Well, I know you're right.
Free agency has caused problems. It's caused problems for us. It's caused problems for all fans. Doesn't matter if they're in their mid to late 40s like we are or they're five or six.
Is anything healthier than the NFL? With the salary cap and the
NBA looks pretty freaking healthy.
The parity and things like that. Yeah, but the NBA has a great problem.
I mean,
they don't have to pay. They don't have to pay any minor league system.
I know, but look,
they don't have.
They're an example of what I've talked about winning and legacy too. Though I mean, those guys are going after titles. That's what they're doing.
I understand. These baseball teams make zero money. They lose money on their minor league systems.
No, I know.
The NBA doesn't have that problem.
No.
Okay. I guarantee you, every major league club would tell you the way it starts right now. If they didn't have to do the other stuff and the players just magically appeared before them. They would never have a problem with money.
No, I know.
It's in the budget, right? This is what it is. So my point is, it's an issue. And and you can deny it and put your head in the sand about it, but it's an issue. It's not an issue for those players that make the money. But
it is
the game is bigger than them. But the game is bigger than them.
I know, but it is if they're not winners, and you know as well as I do, legacy means something. This is not a baseball question, but who would you, knowing what you know now,
okay,
knowing what you know, would you rather be Trent Dilfer or Dan Marino?
Well, I mean,
I
want to win.
There you go. So that's my point. These guys are also chasing legacy, and winning equates to legacy. That's what it does. It's the truth. You know it. And so these guys are chasing that. And when you're talking about the contracts that they're talking about, they know their family's taken care of anyway.
Okay. All right. So you kind of made my point for me with Albert. What the hell did he go anywhere for?
Well, for one, he honestly, I think he thought they were going to win.
Whoo!
The Angels. I thought he thought, watch, I'm going to go there. I'm going to bust this contract wide open for, you know, because that's part of my responsibility to the union and the other players. And we're going to win, and I'm going to win at two places.
Okay. Well, then shame on the people he counts on.
Absolutely.
To teach him
100%.
And tell him. Because he basically, 100%. You know, the guy had already put up some historical type numbers. I mean, things we've never seen before. In a very fair ballpark.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
And let's face it, judging by his contract
no,
that he
it's
signed,
not Houston.
The whole premise of his contract is built on all these milestone numbers. Well, you went to one of the worst parks in the league for that.
Right.
We could go on for days about this, but the reality of it is that it's this guy's opinion that, you know, I guess if I had to be honest, I would say that I'm assuming I would want the choice and the option because not every situation is the same. You know, we're talking about some very big time issues. There's a lot of issues where guys leave because they don't get any opportunity in certain places and they get opportunity in others. So, you know what, I guess it's hard to be consistent with this argument. I think sometimes we argue on it based on our personal feelings and preferences, of course.
But you're right.
You know, but I think there's a big difference. And this is where I think, and again, now I'm going off into the whole what's going on in our world today. We are lacking common sense in in every facet of what's going on in the world today. Everything from baseball. We're million-dollar athletes down to a common sense thing going on on the streets today. Common sense should prevail, and we're lacking it. And it's no different than a guy trusting an agent that he's paying $1 million to, or a guy not doing a very good job of managing his life. Either way, you can look at it however you want, but common sense should prevail here, and it just doesn't seem to do it sometimes. I get it. If you're a guy and there's nowhere for you and you have to decide, do I want to stay here and keep filling a role or I can go over here and I'm going to get an opportunity? A lot different than what I'm talking about here.
I agree. So. And you're right. I think, you know, I think free agency has caused, to go back to the original point, free agency has caused a disconnect, but I think it's bigger than that. I think the socialization of the family has changed with all of the things kids can do. You know, they,
I hear you.
And so they're not, the families don't sit around and watch baseball anymore or any sport for that matter.
Well, no, I think we got deep there.
We did
a lot deeper than me and the little guy get. I mean, we tend to be on a more blow it out your ass level. This was serious stuff. That was
tough.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, I enjoyed you coming in today. We went over a little bit, but it was a great conversation. Yeah. You got a good voice.
Thank you. Thanks.
What do you think, Stone?
I work.
Brian, he got good voice, good radio voice.
Thank you very much.
Are you shocked at how hard Brian and Stone work during the behind the scenes
right,
stuff?
The people can't see what's going
unbelievable.
On here. But when I walked in, I seriously hadn't. I thought they would just sit there and like look at me and make me feel uncomfortable. But what I noticed is they're just
all
constantly.
The
They're constantly working. He just now sat down.
The cunning. The
look at him.
Yeah.
I mean.
I work him. I work him to death.
That kid, he earned every penny of whatever you guys give him.
Of his
internship. I mean, I was really impressed with the whole thing, and I'm really appreciative and had a great time.
So. Well, I'm glad you did a great job. I think Jono would approve.
Yeah, he's going to be a little mad at me about the opening statement, but embrace your fatness.
Unbelievable. He is not going to.
No,
Hey, man, I appreciate being on. Thanks. This is the greatest part. I say it all the time. The greatest part of this gig is I get to do it with one of my best friends every day. And so I decided that with him being gone and I was going to invite in some guests, I was going to reach out to some of my other best friends. And you've been a great friend since the day I met you. And I enjoy our conversations. And this was an opportunity for us to do it over the mic. So thanks a lot for coming in.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
All right. That's special thanks to my buddy G Dub, Hindu, G Money. He goes by any name. Just don't call him late for dinner, as he so eloquently put it himself. But really appreciate him coming on and filling in for the big guy or the little guy. I'm hoping to hear from the little guy this week when he calls in. I'd love to get his thoughts on anything going on, and maybe we could play him for you if it works out. You know, I don't want to take away from his trip, but hopefully he calls in and I can get a few quotes from him on some of the things that are going on. Don't forget to check us out, bleacherbumspodcast.com. Of course, follow us on Twitter at Bums Podcast, and we love your emails, info@bleacherbumspodcast.com. I am one half of your co-host team, Jimbo, and special thanks to GW for coming in again today. We're going to see you on the field.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.